Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
On for tonight. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That one's for you, Deb. Century loves that song. His birthday's tomorrow. 85. Damn.
Wow.
I know. Go, daddy. You get an 85-year-old. You know, it's hard.
Depends.
Wow, that is not that, was, that is not
it just
right.
Depends on what kind of mood he's in, Vin.
No.
Love you, Dad. 5K a day starting next week. Alice and Odyssey. Yes, Vinny, your hands.
I have
up.
A question.
Yes, what is your question?
Is Gentry still on the original hips?
Oh yeah. Yep.
No hip replacement. Knees?
No, yeah, he's good.
Wow.
He's looking good. He's doing all right.
Still better than me.
I know.
Well, right? I have a good friend that got a hip replacement. He was a bike racer and basically a stuntman his whole life. and his didn't go well. Like, he's 2 years out and still has a lot of pain, and it still feels like something's in there.
He's grinding
on this whole insurance and this so he's like, I'm not even dealing with it because I can't. Mm. I just think like, oh.
Mine's February.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I mentioned like,
MRI today.
And you've done, your first one went well, right?
Went really well. Yeah. So that's why I'm nervous.
You're all scheduled. Like, that's on the.
Yeah, it's on the books.
It's on the books. That's the week we'll do in
I'm
February.
Really, yeah. It's a lot quicker than I expected, but what are you going to do?
Look, it's good. You know, you got to get it done. There'll be recovery time.
Yeah.
But you've got, there's something going on. Like, you've got dead bones or something.
Yeah. I've got AVN. It's the same thing that Bo Jackson had. So the tips of the femurs.
Like necrosis? Flow. Is that
yeah.
it?
Yeah, necrosis of the bone.
So you'll have two bionic hips and you'll be all set.
Yeah, hopefully.
Great.
Hopefully this
That's
one goes
perfect.
As well.
Yeah.
Different.
And hopefully when you turn 85, you'll be like, my hips are like the hips of an 18-year-old.
Yes.
That's yes. That's the goal.
I'm sure that's...
All right, now I'm going to do this thing about 5K a day.
Oh, yeah, next week.
5K, yeah, starts next week, yeah. And this is, we do this with the Odyssey app. So we're a radio station, but we have, you can hear us on the Odyssey app, and it's great because then, you know, you can take us with you wherever you go. There we are, right there.
Around the world.
Our podcast is on there, everywhere you're on. But if you listen to us live and you do it for an hour a day, throughout the day, you don't have to do it all at once. Just, you know, throughout the day, tune in for a total of an hour. And you get a daily entry for these incredible prizes. Like next week, we're starting $5,000. $5,000 a day. Someone's going to win it just for listening, just for getting that daily entry. The Odyssey app is free. So you make yourself a little account. You log in. They're like, oh, we're tracking you. You don't have to sign up for anything extra special. Just for listening, you're getting yourself entered for these incredible prizes.
Are there a lot of in-app upgrades? Do you find yourself needing to buy more things, add-ons?
No, it's not like that.
No,
it's
in-game
free.
Add-ons.
No.
You don't have to buy more, but buy this or you lose everything.
No.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. You just listen on there.
Odyssey.
A-U. Now, it's spelled funny because it's a made-up word. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. R-A-D-I-O.
Isolate that. We're going to need that.
Don't ever isolate anything that. Ever.
Isolate that as well. Keep going. You got anything else to say?
I got nothing else to say.
Isolate that too.
Don't.
Okay.
5K a day starts next week. Just listen. Just listen to us on the Odyssey app. That's all it takes. Okay. We're going to start with a donkey. This is the donkey. This is our donkey. It's our donkey. This is not Dominic the donkey.
Oh.
It's a different one. It's a different donkey. It's the donkey that the Shrek character was actually based on. And it's a local donkey.
What?
Yeah, a local. And it's I mean, listen, spoiler alert, this story doesn't end well. I mean,
this is going to be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
So it's not that fun?
It's, well, that's a good way to remember donkey. This donkey is, he died on Thursday.
Oh.
And he's the inspiration behind Eddie Murphy's donkey in Shrek. Passed on Thursday. His name was Perry. He was 30 years old and he'd been living at a pasture in Palo Alto, California since 1997. So.
Did they bring Eddie out to meet him?
They, apparently, the animators of the Shrek movie based the design of the character on this. The donkey was not a talking donkey. So Eddie didn't need to model his, you know, get his phrasing.
Okay.
I don't know if he ever met him or not. One of the animators for Shrek lived nearby, visited Perry for inspiration, brought the animation team to spend a few hours with Perry. They watched him walk and move. They saw how his donkey fur interacted with the world around him. They watched how his teeth worked and stuff. You know, donkey stuff.
I'm making waffles.
Waffles. That's how a donkey would say it. I mean, everybody knows that now. So 30-year-old Perry passed away. He had some kind of a hoof disease. And they say it was really painful. So Perry, Perry, I don't know what the deal is with like the farm. I don't have a lot of info about this. But apparently because Shrek and Donkey were such beloved characters, like this donkey became more than just a donkey. He became Perry the donkey who lives in Palo Alto. And, but I guess that he, you know, it gets costly to care for these animals when things start to go wrong. That's it. That's the end.
The
medical bills. I know the knackers. Don't call the knackers. Perry grew older. His medical bills started to grow. And that was when the Palo Alto community and the city of Palo Alto stepped in to help with those demands. He was a beloved member of the community. And so maybe if you live in that area and you're like, oh, my God, Perry the donkey.
Performance, he's so very different than the only other donkey I know of, which is Eeyore.
Oh, yeah.
And Eeyore is not a waffle guy.
No. Well, I'm not saying that Eeyore wouldn't eat waffles, but he would definitely not make you waffles.
I'm making waffles.
He just doesn't have that delivery.
Mm-mm. And he doesn't have that kind of energy.
Right.
He's down.
Uh-huh.
He's...
Anyway.
I just realized he's also a stuffed animal, isn't he? So he doesn't he have a rip in him somewhere?
Well, his tail always comes off.
That must be, okay. That makes sense, right? I knew there was something. Sorry. Totally snotted on my. Okay.
Lovely.
By the way, the Barron Park Donkey Project is it's under the Palo Alto Humane Society, and they're gonna have a memorial. It says they're gonna announce memorial plans soon. So if you are bummed, like I know we're making light of this, but for some people, you know, Perry the donkey was important.
Maybe they'll stuff him.
Is that what you want? If you have a beloved pet, like have any of you ever stuffed a pet?
I would never have, never would, no. But I do know that I gave my mom crap for having her dog's ashes on her dresser. And then when my dog passed away,
Willa,
they offer this, well, we'll handle this for you at the vet. We'll have her cremated and then we'll give you, and I was like, okay, I'm fully
sobbing,
cascading, I'm ruined. Right. This is this dog and me.
Been through it all.
Been through everything.
The highs, the lows.
Right.
She ate a whole couch around you.
Yes.
She stared at you and then she stared some more.
Yes, all the stuff. So I really did love that dog. And there I was like going, okay, yes, I'll take the cremation special.
There was something about your so-called work too. Well, that's, I don't think I have that.
No, that's not it. That was a bit that I did off the top of my head. And then it was like, do it again. I'm like, no.
You can't recreate genius.
I already did it. Yes, my dog doesn't believe that I leave for any good reason and I should just stay home so she can stare at me. Anyway. Yeah, that's it. It's too bad.
Somewhere.
A lot of stuff is missing, though. A lot.
I know. It's kind of like, maybe that should be our resolution, is to, like, let it go.
Oh, never get it back? Just be over it?
I don't know.
I mean, it's hard for me to, since I wasn't here.
I know, he wasn't here.
I took a 16-year hiatus. It's hard for me to know, every clip that you guys.
Well, they're just gone. They just left.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Where were we?
Your dead dog, you were going to get it.
So then they offer
cremated.
Then you go back and they give you your dog in a box, little wood box in a bag, the ashes, and those, you take them home and you go, now what do I do? It's a really weird thing, like, out of respect.
You wouldn't just throw them in the trash.
No,
it's your
way.
Dog.
It's my dog. But they've been sitting on a shelf.
So now you have
away.
Them, too.
I have my dog's ashes, too. Like, it's a weird thing where you go, you say yes out of grief, because of course you want that. What else could you do? And then you get at home and realize, what am I going to do with this? And it's on a shelf.
Yeah.
In a closet. Sitting there.
And there's limitations to what you can do with ashes. Like, you get human ashes or dog ashes or whatever kind of ashes, and they're like, don't put it there. You can't bring it there. You can't just spread them there.
Right.
Like, maybe you could plant a tree and just put the
ashes
underneath.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
Next time you guys dig up the yard.
I'm not looking for that. It is a weird experience. I thought, Mom, what are you doing? You have your dog's ashes on your dresser? And then I realized, oh, because when you get them, you don't know what to do with them.
Mm.
And you did love your dog, and so, out of respect,
I'll be doing that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Probably this year.
By the way, Maddie got another of his old dogs.
Yeah, I've got.
Every time one of the dogs gets too old, Shauna drops it off at his house. Now he
she
has
brought
two
it
dogs.
Up with her when she came.
Yeah, yeah,
and left it.
Yeah, she was dog sitting while I was gone, and our little one we got from South Korea rescue, Dougal, little Dougal, Father Dougal McGuire. And he's got a little limp now, and I've got a limp, and so does Kelly. We look pathetic at the dog park.
You guys are a sad.
Everybody's
sad
running
dog
around,
family.
And we're all gipping, and it's just...
So Kelly is like, Kelly's a big dog. Kelly Clarkson is Maddie's dog. She's a 40, 50-pound dog.
Yeah, 40 pounds.
And she's 17. Like, that is ancient. She's 100,000 years old.
And Dougal's 14.
Okay, and what is Dougal's deal?
Dougal's a little like Lhasa Apso Shih Tzu kind of mix. Little tiny guy.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll put something
up on
Instagram.
They'll live longer, the little chicken dogs, you know?
Yeah.
They live usually longer than the Kelly
Clarkson. He's deaf. She's deaf. It's awesome.
That's good.
I'm running a freaking elderly home.
You have like pee pads down everywhere. Well,
that's hot.
At least you have a concrete floor.
Last night, 12 o'clock, one of the dogs is whining for no reason. Then again at 1 a.m.
That's fun. Well, you were never going to get a good night's sleep last night anyway. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
This is interesting. I mean, sort of. It's, what I heard about Meghan Markle was that she doesn't like to do any work. Like, they sign her up for $150 million podcast thing, and she's all like, somebody go do all that work and then just write me a script that I will read into a microphone.
Yeah.
And that'll be the podcast.
Why do you say, yeah, did you work on that one too?
No, but I knew what happened, and it was crazy how much money they spent for her. And then it's just like,
for them, really, right? Wasn't it supposed to, well, maybe
$123
like,
million or something
like
that.
Yeah, some crazy amount of money.
Yeah. So it was for like a long-term deal. But after the first podcast,
all,
they're
right?
like, you're not, no, this is not working. You're supposed to actually do the interviews. And she wasn't doing the interviews. She had somebody do the interviews and then put her voice in.
Oh,
and then they would cut them together with the answers that the person gave.
That's a great rapport.
And yeah, and if you listen to podcasts, the reason the podcasts are popular is because it's like here, you know, you're talking, you're interacting, you're, live, you're telling stories back and forth. Yeah, you can't do that when you're just recording your own voice.
So, you know what? Can you see if you can grab the trailer? I'm not seeing the trailer right here. Meghan Markle has, people go, oh, well, she didn't put any effort in on that. She hates working, but let's throw more money at her and give her a series. Here's your headline. Meghan Markle Netflix trailer shows her super normal life in With Love, Meghan. Netflix's new show that they're saying that she's a chill Martha Stewart-like homemaker. So I did watch this trailer this morning, and now I don't know. I must have looked it up somewhere else because I don't have it. But because I love Martha Stewart, and I like home shows. Like I watched that Joanna Gaines, you know, the one you're married to.
Chip and JoJo.
Yeah. My doppelganger.
Yeah.
Chip.
Maddie and Chip, they're the same guy. You never see him in the same room, same time or anything. but I like those shows. I like that. And I, you know, some people have a knack for that stuff. I don't know why suddenly she's just, all she is married to a prince, right? Like that's, she's beautiful.
Well, hold on. So
she's a good actress, I'm sure.
I never thought much of her in all of the press photos I've seen of her and all the stories I've heard about her being the, you know, Harry's princess or whatever. But she was on a show called Suits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I saw, I actually, Christina was watching, she plows through these things and just has it on when she's cooking or whatever. And I saw her on that show and was like, oh, that lady is stunning.
Mm. Oh, she's beautiful.
Like she's stunningly beautiful. So I don't know what her list of accomplishments are. I don't know if she can make a doily or.
Yeah, it doesn't seem likely, but that's what they're packaging her as now. And basically, I think what it was she was like, okay, what can I do? What can we work out for easy money where I'm doing stuff I was going to do at my house anyway? But she's I don't know what her qualifications are for this, but I will say that I did watch the trailer and I see her in there. You know how you ever see those cooking shows where they are literally tweezering in like tiny little leaves of things and then making, I don't know, ice cubes that have a flower in each one of, like that. She's doing that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And I'm like, and she just, you know, she's trying to be like, yeah, I'm just cash. I'm just at my house. It's fine. These are my girlfriends and we're just hanging out together. And it's like, no, you're not. Just stop it. Just watch the trailer and tell me if you agree or disagree.
It sounds like she's being forced to do the work, so that's good.
Yes, she is on camera. Did she develop that recipe? Highly doubtful. Did she prepare all the ingredients for it? I don't think so. Did she put the outfit she's wearing together? Did she tie that cute bow in the back of her apron? I don't think so. I don't think that. Maybe she did, though. How do I know? Let's see. In 2020, they signed Markle and Harry, the prince, signed a $100 million Netflix deal to produce content. And they did a docuseries called Polo that came out. I guess
maybe. I tried to watch that.
And?
I just don't care about these people. I mean, they're not very, I mean, you know, it's just a lot of really rich people.
Why do we throw more money at the rich people? Like what? It's so funny. Like there's probably people out there who are truly like they have something to offer. It's, you know what it is? It's because of fame. If you're famous, if you're a face that somebody knows, they'll pay you to endorse stuff and they pay you to just be on their channel. And then they can be like, yeah, we have a prince and princess on our channel.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's the fascination with the royals is worldwide, isn't it?
Yes.
And so that's gotta be what it is.
100 million. Oh, we're Netflix and we have money coming out of all of every orifice here at Netflix. Those are the windows and doors at the place. And all the money's just falling out and they're like, take some and give us content.
Yeah, it takes away from the content creators who are really, really good, but not super famous. I know.
Well, even just, you know, she did this like vegetable tray and I was like, seemed better than that at my house. God's sake.
Oh, is that what's going on? You could do a better job with this show.
Oh, not me. I couldn't do that.
What?
Please, John could.
You have a wrapping room. You have all kinds of stuff you do that's like that.
No, I was talking more about my girlfriend who's a food stylist.
Oh.
What?
How do I say this without giving away something about what we talked about earlier? That person is also a, like a Williams Sonoma, styles the food. They photograph the food that she has set up for the, you know.
Oh, yes. Okay.
No. Which, who even knew that that was a job? It turns out it is.
She's talking about the Target klepto.
That's what I'm talking about, but don't say no more about that.
Though. Don't listen to the lost.
Do not listen.
Lost segment.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have reached a divorce settlement after 8 years of battling it out. They finally left the ring and they're both the worst for wear.
Who got the French Chateau? Wasn't that was what all of this was about, is the wine cellar at the French Chateau?
There was a conflict with that in that I believe she sold her interest in it to somebody else without his permission. And so now he's got this new partner who had other ideas for this. There was something like that. Or he sold his. I don't know. One of them. But and they don't break it down for me, unfortunately. But they do go into a whole timeline about, you know, alleged child abuse and all these things, custody battles, and kids hate them, and details of a private plane altercation in 2016.
It says a lot that he had to quit drinking and all his kids hate him.
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, those two things, you sort of go, all right, I see a picture here that isn't good. And he can't really talk about it in public because he probably has no leg to stand on. Drunk people can't really defend themselves. There's no defense, you know?
Yeah, I'm reading some of the details of that. It sounds like it was a pitched battle. It was, there were injuries. It just doesn't sound awesome.
Right.
It's too bad. I am sorry about them because really, I mean, they had lion love at the beginning there. Like, it literally sounded like one of them, Angelina, was getting mauled by a lion. They actually came to her tent to rescue her, but it turned out she was being attacked by Brad Pitt. I mean,
in a good way.
Oh.
Yeah, that was when he was still married to Jen Aniston, I think. So anyway, they've settled after all these years.
I'm glad to hear
finally it. Finally all worked out. Jack Nicholson, haven't seen that guy for a while. I'm going to have to show this to you, Vin, because our thing isn't working. But his daughter, Lorraine, she did one of those photo dumps, you know, people just like throw 100 photos up, and mostly they're of her. And then there's one.
I did
one.
That for Christmas.
There you go.
Just a photo dump.
That's what Jack Nicholson is looking like these days. It's his daughter, who's, I don't know what she is, 40 or 50 years old. She's a grown, fully grown woman, and she dumped a bunch of pictures, and he seems to be sitting in some kind of a study.
It looks good.
Look at the top shelf. Hold on, go over here and get on that mic there. Is this it right here?
Look at his bookshelf. Did you see that? Look at the top shelf.
All of his awards are up there. I don't see. Oh, I guess there's a couple Oscars right there.
Yeah, there's Oscars. That is amazing.
There's the SAG award, you know. You see it?
That's sick. Emmys. Can you imagine?
So I guess that is his study.
Yeah.
Unless she has secretly won a bunch of awards we don't know about. But he looks great. I mean, I think he's 87. Yeah. And I haven't seen any pictures of him in couple years.
He looks, you know who, well, he, it's weird because as people age, if they've got some weight on them, it tends to be a good thing. Not necessarily that your doctor would say you should gain some weight,
right,
but it tends to look better. Like, I saw a thing of Clint Eastwood and they're similarly aged, like in their late 80s, 90s. And he just looks thin and frail and not like
pinched,
dirty, not and, like dirty, right, hairy. At all.
He looks like a Sharpay handbag or something, you know?
I don't know what you just said.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Anyway, yeah, Jack looks good. Good for him.
Yeah, he does look good. All right, I'm out of time, Vinny. What's coming up?
Oh, so much stuff. Okay, tiny hippos.
Oh, tiny hippos.
Huge waves and more after these.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Thanks, Janie. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Follow us all on Instagram. You can find all our handles by going to Alice973 on Instagram.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's in Pleasant Hill.
Happy New Year, Jack's.
Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Jack's.
All right.
Yum. Okay, here's what's happening. So there is a huge, let me get this pulled up in front of me. There is a big storm moving through the middle of the country towards the East Coast. They're talking about
heavy. Is it the wiener shaped ones?
It's that one, but it's now moving up.
Whoa, it's rising up. It is. Oh, that's a.
It's continuing its deadly journey eastward, where cities in the mid-Atlantic, like Washington, Baltimore, Philly, are now experiencing significant impacts from heavy snow and ice. I don't tell this to you for any other reason than if you're traveling today, if you're on your way to the airport, this could cause you slowdowns, if not cancellations. So check your flights.
Well, yeah, you should be doing that anyway, but especially when there's some weather.
Yeah, there's, you know, I've found though that a lot of times, and this includes me, so I'm maybe defending myself here as well, but, you know, not everybody has the capacity to juggle a million things, and often traveling alone is enough. And you don't check that stuff. You just, I have a flight. I'm running out the door. I'm late. I'm this. I'm that. And then you get there and go, oh my God, it's canceled. Mm. I just killed myself
to get here.
Well,
I'm here now. I might as well eat at one of these wonderful dining establishments and do some shopping.
Ah, crap. So anyway, that's why I remind you, is because some of us need that, Sarah.
Yeah. Well, there's always an app for that, Vin.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Anyway, so there's that heavy weather. 49ers lost their last game. Their season is over.
Wah, wah.
So somehow, just a minute ago, Christmas was coming and Halloween hadn't happened yet. And now all of a sudden it's the next year. Yeah.
Oh. Now we're in the cruddy days of winter.
Blink and it's past. I needed to mention this because it happened to me.
Oh.
I seem to have lost. Oh, there's the story. Okay. Fast track warning drivers that there's a new texting scam out there. They are not texting you. If you got a text saying you owe us money, it's most likely a scam. So the heads up about a new scam targeting toll roads and bridges across the state. The scam comes in the form of a text message to your phone that claims you owe money for using a fast track lane.
Oh, so even if you're, because aren't there high occupancy vehicle lanes now that they'll ding you every now and then? Is that a fast track thing?
It is, yes. And it isn't, because I don't know. Like exactly how all that works. I often find myself, like when we went to Winterland, there I was on 880 headed up, and I'm looking at, and I wasn't driving, but I'm looking at everything going, oh, I think we can be in that. No, we can't. Mm. It's all happening before your eyes. You got to see if they're charging or if this all welcome or whatever.
Right.
But they're not texting you and asking you to pay them. That's not how it works. So they're saying that even though this thing threatens that you'll lose your license or there'll be late penalties if you don't pay, this is a fishing expedition by some ripoff artists.
God, these people. Honestly, most of the time you're like, okay, that's fake. And then once in a while you're like, is this real life?
Officials with Toll Roads, the company that operates Fast Track, says it does not send text messages to non-account holders, and if you do have an account, you should ignore the messages asking for specific amounts of money. If you're unsure, you can go online and check, but Fast Track is basically saying, and I got that text. I just deleted it.
Oh,
I got
God,
it.
You
it was
got
on,
it.
I want to say it was like December 20th or 20th. I can't remember.
Our numbers are so polluted.
It sucks. It sucks because I had kept mine really clean for a long time. But then everybody needs it from you. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Oh, I got to have your number in order to.
You got to give me your number.
All right, I'll give you my landline. Nope.
Now I got to be able to text you right now. Okay, we're going to verify it right now.
Yep.
Oh, you scumbags.
And then they can't protect it and you end up polluted.
It's so annoying. Like, it's like you just throw your hands in the air and go, I'm not using this thing anymore. You can't even exist anymore without a phone. You can't do it. You can't bank. You can't do anything.
Right. Forget about just going to a restaurant and saying, can I put my name in? Yeah, what's your number?
Wait, now you get my number?
I'm right here.
Yeah.
How about I just give you my name? Well, we want your number in order to be able to let you know that your table, and it's that way we don't, you want to yell into the restaurant.
What you used to do in the olden days. Let's do that.
Yeah. That's not the way it works. You know, the pygmy hippo.
What's Mudang? Is that his name? Mode?
Was a viral sensation. Yes. If a trip to Thailand is too pricey, Richmond, Virginia just got its own tiny pygmy hippo. Mm-hmm. She was born at the Metro Richmond Zoo last month.
That's not my sister's zoo.
Oh.
I have a sister. She works at the Norfolk Zoo.
The Norfolk Zoo.
The AP posted a video this weekend of her hitting the pool for the first time.
Oh.
We'll see if our pygmy hippo goes as viral as their pygmy hippo
did. Does it have
a
good name?
The zoo opted to let people vote on what to name her.
Oh, boy.
And they're announcing it today. The two finalists are Poppy and Hammy May.
Oh, Hammy May all the way.
Yep. That's right.
It's a good Virginia name, too.
Hammy May.
Hammy May.
Hey, Hammy May.
Why?
Well, just add May at the end of it. I mean, we always...
Like Vinnie May.
Yeah, we do the Maddie May. Things.
Ham and May. Cheesy May.
We talked about this briefly earlier, and I still don't know if it's actually gonna be the big record, but a 23-year-old from Santa Cruz may have crushed the record for the biggest wave ever surfed. It happened on December 23rd at Mavericks, which is right off the coast here in Half Moon Bay. They have not confirmed its height yet, but they're calling it 108 feet. The record currently is at 86 feet.
Oh, my God.
So it beat it by a lot, but I'm having trouble seeing how it measures. Again, I don't go out in anything over 10 foot. I already get my ass kicked in 10-foot surf.
This is more than 10 times that.
I'm not even trying to say, like, you know, I couldn't. I wouldn't even be on a boat a million miles away.
Does he have to stick the landing for this to qualify? Because really, I mean, any flotsam can be on that 108-foot thing.
That's the wave.
Damn. It's like the whole ocean is falling on top of him.
Yep.
Well, if he's 6 feet, I mean, there's got to be, there's 20 of him between the top of that wave and there.
It is a lot. There's no question. And people know how to do this. They know how to measure it. Figure it out. So we'll see if it gets confirmed
Experts
as the new
math.
Record. Doesn't change the fact that is horrifying.
It's so much water.
And he had a good ride on it, too.
Yeah, he did.
It was crazy. Oh,
so he just has to, like, get up on the surfboard for it to count,
even if he's
only up for a second.
He got dragged into this by a jet ski.
I know, but
look at
like,
that. There it is.
Oh, boy. Well, now I'm watching it. There's just so much water. It's like if it hits him, it's just going to wipe him out. And he stays ahead of that curl. Well, more or less. Now he's under it. Oh, no. What's going to happen? Oh, he's coming in for a landing. I hope there's a lot of beach because that's a lot of water. Oh, he's right in front of it. He stays ahead of it. It's incredible. He's whoop-pawing the out of that thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I watched that video so much over break.
Kid's name is Aloe.
Is that in black and white, or is that just what color
the day was? A gray day. It was a stormy
Because even
gray
the water
day.
Looks super gray.
Yeah, it was a stormy, stormy day. But anyway, I'll let you know if that ends up being the new world record.
Well, even if it doesn't end up at 108, it's taller than 86.
What? Hold on.
Oh, boy.
What's happening here? Sorry, videos.
Quite all right.
They're the worst.
They are. It's loud and intrusive.
Okay, where was I? Oh,
in Santa Cruz, you were at Mavericks.
A 29-year-old guy from Houston is blowing up on TikTok after he taught his girlfriend to ice skate, all so he could propose in the middle of the rink at Rockefeller Center.
Oh.
He rented it out, so they were the only two people there.
Oh.
And so there's video going around of him. Now, is that romantic as hell, or is that just way too much work for the question that you're asking?
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of, that's what I'm saying.
But it's lovely. Isn't that lovely? Hey, does that speak to we just can't do anything the regular way where you just get down on one knee in a restaurant or at your family's house? I'm like, what is the problem with us now? We just, everything has to be bigger, better. We got to break the record. It's got to be 108 feet tall. It's got to
be on video.
Yeah, it's got to be on video.
The answer to your question is social media.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's social media.
Is it worth it?
Do we have to do this? No, but social media
dictates
it.
That we need to just go bigger and bigger. Like pretty soon we're going to be like, I'm thinking I can cut off two knuckles on this finger. Let's see if I can do it. You know, that's where we're going. That's where this stuff's headed. Squid Games, reality.
By the way.
Yes.
Didn't Squid.
No, I didn't watch it. Did you?
But didn't it come out?
I believe it did.
It did. I started watching the first episode.
And it's not good, is it?
No, it's good. I just, yeah,
you
I just
watched
didn't
the
have
whole the first season.
I watched the whole first season, and I watched the beginning of the new season.
Yeah,
it is kind of getting the plot together is a little difficult to understand, but no, it's still good. It's still a really good show. So I'll be watching more of it.
All right.
Does it still have the bad voiceover?
Oh, I never watched that. I always watch someone in Korean because it's.
Oh
it's,
no! You it's almost worth it.
Can't watch it with the.
There's this one lady, and she's like, "Why are you talking to me like that? Why would you even say that?
You
I'm
don't
on your
listen
side.
To
I'm
it in
side.
Bad voiceover.
Oh, no, God, of
bad,
course
the
not.
The bad voiceover is
no.
the way, and the mouth keeps going. But they're
no,
done talking.
No,
I'm done
no,
talking
no,
now.
No.
Oh, that lady is. She's great. Whoever did that lady's voice.
Did she live?
Nobody lives, dude. You know that. Stop it.
I don't remember.
One dude. Two dudes.
Well, all right.
So she got it.
Yep.
I don't remember.
Yeah. It's bad. It's a bad show.
I don't feel like I'm even going to press play on the second season unless someone tells me it's great. You got to watch it. Because otherwise, it's just going to be, okay, repeat?
Right.
Like another the game round. Over again? Like, no thanks.
I am definitely going to watch it. But I did not know this. I must have watched that on my own. It must have been everyone was talking about it. And so I watched it on my own because John's like, oh, I haven't seen that yet. And I'm like, yeah, no one's seen it. He goes, no, I haven't seen any of it. I haven't seen the first season. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe we have to.
How did
he? He just didn't watch it. I must have just sat. I think we were working from home, right, when that came out. So I probably just sat down and started watching it. And I think he bipped in and out, but he was like, yeah, no, I didn't watch that first season. Which I'm really surprised by because I feel like I talked to him about it, but I guess maybe I just talked to you about it.
Mm. Good news if you like crab, much of California's coast open for commercial Dungeness Woo! Crab fishing Sunday.
Yeah, oh, that's yeah. great.
Finally Woo-hoo! Allowing traps to be cast after months of delays. So Dungeness crab season means crab for you all. If you're into it.
People there are crab freaks.
Well, yeah. I'll even eat it. I don't like having to pick it apart and get the stuff off them.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of like those, what are those, king crab legs? Because it's just a
gigantic
big leg and
break
you just
it,
get
meats in there. Yeah.
A meat tube comes out of there and then you just.
Sure.
You would have hated eating crabs growing up on the East Coast.
Yeah, I would have. You're right.
They're so much smaller.
Oh, they're so small.
You know.
And you got to dig into them and is this meat or is this
gunk? Yeah, you
pick
the whole
gunk?
Thing out. Well, it's all gunk, really.
Right.
The bottom dwellers. Great.
Sorry, commercial Dungeness crab fisherman. Again, season's on.
Woo-woo-woo.
I hope you do
Woo-woo.
Great.
Go.
Yikes. I didn't mean to, you know, badmouth them or anything.
No, that's not the end. Please. People love it. People don't care what we think about Dungeness crab. They just want to have it.
There was a time when it seemed like every American was doing Wordle while sitting on the toilet.
Oh, why did I have to be on the toilet to do it?
Why did you?
I didn't. I never do it on my phone. I do it on my computer.
Oh, really?
I like to type. I do a lot of games, word games, and I like to use my full keyboard. I hate thumb typing. I hate it. Like, I won't answer emails. I won't even text people back a lot of times. I'll just wait till I'm like, oh, I'll be on my computer soon enough. I'll sit down and I'll do it there.
Are your thumbs like a problem?
I just don't like it. It sucks. It's like everything autocorrects and my thumbs are too big. It's just, I don't want to sit there. I certainly would never email. That's just too many words. I might quickly shoot you back a text. But if I've got anything to say, I'm going for my computer.
Okay.
Okay. So back to Wordle.
They say here, a new study has found that people perform better on cognitive tests when they have pooped just beforehand.
Is that so?
Study looked at both athletic performance, where quick decision making is necessary, and straightforward brain teasers, like being shown flashcards. Like being shown flashcards with the word red written in green ink and being asked to quickly name the color.
Oh, that's hard.
It was a small scale study, but 100% of the participants performed better after a laxative induced number two, and most of them did better after having a natural number two.
Oh. So what do they postulate? Just like you don't have that on your mind anymore?
Pooping gives your body more energy to spend on cognition and exercise intensity.
Oh.
They recommend going 60 to 90 minutes before a big event for better, faster, and smarter decision making.
You know, I wonder if that's where the nervous poop comes from. You know how people will say, oh, it's like the pre-show poop or something?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, like before they get on stage and to rock the F out.
They go to the bathroom.
They're like, they have a pregame. Yeah, pre-show.
Is that what you do?
No.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you do on stage?
What do you do on stage?
Well, no, like anytime we would do things.
Oh, you're saying if you had a gig or something.
Okay. MC stuff, comedy stuff. Yeah, I get very.
Well, yeah, you get a little nervous. So you just like it moves everything. It's almost like having nerves and being excited or dreading something even will actually, your body goes, we are going to need to. You know, we're going to need to get rid of some stuff here so that we're lean, mean fight machines.
I don't know. I hate it.
What?
Do you hate?
Number two. I just wish, like, of all the, smart people, I get it. Let's cure cancer. After that, help us get rid of this without having to sit down on, like, come on, it's beneath us.
It literally is beneath us. And like you need to just leave it beneath you.
It's just. Come on, is this what we do now? We're not evolved enough to like, we're still sitting here on toilets, like, all these years later.
That's
such
really,
a waste of time.
Interesting.
And here I am.
I don't know. I feel like it's me time. I don't feel like it's a waste of time. Plus, it's really totally necessary. I mean, that's
I understand that
problem.
It's necessary, but that's
so
like,
weird. Of all these years, this is where you're gonna, this is like, why hasn't science solved the problem of evacuation?
Yeah.
Is this a hill you're willing to die on?
I'm not trying to die on any hills. I'm trying to say, like, when I'm sitting there in the morning getting ready to go to work and I, you know, by my own choosing, have a long drive ahead and then I'm far from home for a few hours and then I still get a long drive home, I have to take into consideration this thing I got to get rid of.
Mm.
And then I got to do that and hope that I've got it all, you know, done, and then head out into my day on my adventures without having to deal with that. Otherwise, it's a thing.
Well,
and now
you're so snappy in the morning. I mean, you what did you say? About an hour and a half before you start running your mouth, you need to, that's beneath you.
I get rid of that.
Yeah. So it's perfect for you. Fine. Everything's fine. What? Stop complaining about poo.
No, we just,
jeez Louise.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, oh my God, Vin, the stuff in the crab is the best. It's like mustard.
Yeah.
So good. Tori in South San Jose on the radio.
It's like mustard.
What does that mean?
The orange stuff that's in the crab guts.
Try to swallow that back down.
Yeah.
You're gonna need that later. Put it beneath you.
I'm on a 71-day streak with Wordle. Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. I broke
my streak.
Is
Wordle the one with the pink or the green, purple?
Mm-mm, that's Connections.
Oh, Connections is the one I do.
Hold on. I'm going to look at what my Wordle streak is right now. I recently bit it. Let's see. My current, my max streak is 84. My current streak is 12.
Wow.
Ever see 415 says, ever seen the bathroom before a 10K or a marathon? Lots of pre-race.
Oh, right. The pre-race stuff. Does your wife pre-race? Because you don't want to start running.
No, she has. Well, I can't say. I don't know what her routines are, but I know that she's never finished with bathroom on her. So she must be doing it in advance.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been in those bathrooms before triathlons and it's gory.
Okay.
Gory.
Yeah. Gory is just the wrong word for that.
I am so sad to get out on that. But Sarah, what's coming up in the trash?
The most streamed song on Spotify for 2024. It's not what you think.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.